after you got it all cut up and blocked up, you salt it away in your big box, big meat box. Let it be according to the size family, you know. So we had one at our home about 12 feet long and about 6 feet wide. Well, if you killed a 15, 20 hogs, it'd take a big one.
Yeah.
Put them in there. But if you had a little family, then you'd have a little box, of course. Well, you salt that meat away in there. You almost cover it with salt.
Water, brine.
And brine will come on it. And if that meat eats that salt up, well, you put more on it. And when it quits eating it up, you know you don't need no more.
Yeah.
It'll take care of itself. And then in February, you hang that up. You brush all that off, get all that brine off of it, get all the old dead salt off of it that's there, and you hang him up. Then you're ready to go smoking.
I see.
Use sassafras, green sassafras, and green hickory. The reason why we prefer that, it gives a good flavor. Sassafras is a wonderful flavor in green hickory, and that smoke, you smoke it till it gets almost red. That meat will turn red. You keep that smoke under there, and it makes the prettiest flavor in the world.
Yeah, it's awful good.
Yeah. That covers that, I think.
You do anything with the head besides cut the...
Yeah, we put him in and boiled him. Maybe make mince meat out of part of the head. Call it mince meat. What pressed meat, mince meat, that's what part you didn't eat. A lot of it you cut off there and cook it and fry it any way you want to cook it and make mince meat out of it or pressed meat. You know what pressed meat is, I guess.
Is that the same thing as head cheese?
Yes, sir. About the same.
You call it head cheese?
We call it pressed meat. That would be called head cheese nowadays.
South? That's the head wouldn't be south.
No, sir. Feet. Isn't it, Mom?
What about the liver?
Oh, good and boy almighty, fry that liver, man. Liver and gravy. Boy, was it good.
Ever grind it up and keep it?
No, sir. Never did.
Ever made liver sausage or liver pudding?
No.
Ever stuffed the guts?
I've seen it done, but we never did. Some of the old ones, my grandma did. My mother might have. My mother, I guess she did. Yeah. Put sausage in them guts. But I never did think it sounded very good. I'd rather have that sausage put up in a big cloth bag.
What was the sausage? Where did
it... Well, it's the lean part of the meat that you trimmed off. And you run that through the sausage grinder. I've got one in there right now. Two of them.
What did you trim it off for? I mean, where did you trim it from?
Well, all of that raggedy off of the shoulder and the ham, you cut it down till it's round. Take all of that off and make your shoulder or ham, whichever the case, be nice and rounded. Smooth it all down, you know, and get all of this bean off of it all the way around. That makes you a nice ham then. Got pretty solid ham. No rags are hanging on to it.
Yeah.
Or ragged meat, what I mean.